Blog Talk Radio.
In this busy world, we're always doing two things at once. So Lysol combines cleaning and disinfecting into one convenient wipe to clean messes and kill 99.9% of germs. At the same time, this may take some getting used to. One wipe, two jobs.
How about it, gang, for Harold Melvin and the Mighty Blue Notes.
This is a product of Beverly Nation. This is Know Your Rights, and I'm your host, Terra Strength, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in, family, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And, of course, this is brought to you by them boys from Looking Glass Entertainment. And before I begin, I would like to thank Brother Oladeli and the ONE Dynasty family for giving me the opportunity to share my story and my perspective. The topic this evening is spirituality, a new perspective, from Mormon to metaphysician, a truth seeker's journey with the lovely Rochelle Raven. We awaken by asking the right questions. We awaken when we see knowledge being spread that goes against our own personal experiences. We awaken when we see popular opinion being wrong but accepted as being right, and what is right being pushed as being wrong. We awaken by seeking answers in corners that are not popular. And we awaken by turning on the light inside when everything outside feels dark. And that's by Susie Kasum. May I become at all times, both now and forever, a protector for those without protection, a guide for those who have lost their way, a ship for those with oceans to cross, a bridge for those with rivers to cross, a sanctuary for those in danger, a lamp for those without light, a place for refuge for those who lack shelter, and a servant to all in need. And that was by the Dalai Lama. All right, thanks for joining the show, family. We have a great guest this evening. I want to talk a little bit about her. Just want to say a couple of things. First of all, once again, I said this on the pre-show. I want to say it again on Blog Talk. Congratulations, Brother O. Congratulations, Brother O. Congratulations to the two-time International Radio Hall of Fame with your new broadcasting status of Ascension Forever, known as Producer Emeritus Par Excellence, hereby enshrined on the 7th of June, 2021. Congratulations, brother. Just wanted to say that on Blog Talk. All right? We're proud of you. We expected this. Keep it up and keep raising the bar. Congratulations, brother. All right. So you want to get into the topic, the interview with Miss Raven this evening. All right. So Ty Kane, the creator of Future Visioning, has been a repeat featured guest on this show. I read this on the pre-show. His method for spiritual growth draws upon metaphysical principles, which really appeal to our next guest, Miss Raven. Michelle and Ty have been working intensely together over the past several months to help her heal from toxic beliefs and patterns installed by the highly controlling religion she was born into. As a woman's empowerment coach, Michelle is also deeply acquainted with the personal growth world that primarily focuses on managing your mindset to manifest the life that you want. This more conscious approach to living offered her and her 12 years worth of coaching clients a feeling of hope and a certain amount of success. But that success was usually short-lived and limited. When each year life presented Michelle with bigger and bigger catastrophes, the constant struggle to overcome and press forward with faith left her feeling like a failure. Something certainly must be wrong with her. Through her work with Mr. Kane, implementing the concepts of metaphysical spirituality and healing her self-sabotage and deep feelings of unworthiness, Michelle has found a new approach to spirituality and an opening to the truth she's been seeking all along. In the past 6 months, Michelle has transformed her relationships and created miracles in virtually every aspect of her life. All right, so let's get started with this interview. Ms. Michelle, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, great. So I guess you heard everything I just said.
I did.
Okay, so I'm doing great, and thanks for joining the show. I hope you're having fun so far. I know I am.
Yes.
It's always a party.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Sarah.
Yes. So let's get started a little bit with your story. So we're going to start. I have a couple of questions for you. So now, were you always a truth seeker? The question I want to know is, were you always a truth seeker? Because I would imagine, you know, being involved in an organization like that, it would be very hard to flesh that out, you know, to really exhibit those signs without some serious consequences. So how did you manage that? How did you navigate that?
Well, first of all, I come from a long line of truth seekers, quote unquote, Mormon pioneers. All of my ancestors came across the plains, meaning they walked with hand carts and covered wagons because they believed in this religion, this truth that they, you know, believed so fervently, and they gave up everything they had, literally, and, you know, put their lives on the line. So that is deeply instilled in me to, like, you know, go for what you believe and really hold fast to that when you have the truth. So the truth of religion is put with a capital T and all the rules and regulations around it. But what if the truth is really expanding and growing? And when I would go to church, be so dry and so, I just didn't feel like I wanted to feel. Like outside of church, I would feel, out in nature or with listening to music. I remember a time going to church and having like the best experience ever because there was beautiful music and song and a dramatic interp. And I loved it. And then right after that, they cut that part out of our church services. They were no longer allowed. It had to only be music from the hymn book that was approved by the church. And that was so devastating to me because I had finally, felt something really cool at church. I would go once in a while to other churches that played music and that, like, I really loved that. But I was always wondering about what about all these other people that weren't born into this one true church that I have been blessed to, I was always taught that I was extra valiant in the pre-existence. And so that's why I had the privilege of being born into the one true church on the face of the planet. So that was a great privilege and responsibility. And so I was always worried about, like, what about the Buddhists and the other people on in other parts of the world? How are we going to help them? And does it really make sense that there's one God for all of humanity? Like, I felt like all of the religions had to fit together somehow. So I was always trying to figure that piece out in my brain.
Got it. So you were trying to reconcile. You were spending a big chunk of your time trying to reconcile and trying to make it make sense, and it never really made sense, did it?
Yeah, well, there were a lot of answers, which was great, because Mormonism they say that they have modern day revelation. So we have the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament, plus we have modern day scripture and another account of Jesus Christ coming to the Americas and then continued scripture, like ongoing revelation from the prophets of the Mormon Church. So that's really exciting that, that we have all of this truth. Trying to reconcile how we were going to convert everyone, like Mormons believe in baptism for the dead. And so that was kind of the solution for the people that didn't get to hear the gospel while they were alive. Then we're going to baptize them after they die, and then they'll have the opportunity in heaven to actually get into the highest level of heaven. So to me, that was like, okay, that's the plan? Like, our almighty God, that's the plan? He can't come up with something better?
How do you baptize the dead? I mean, like, how would that even work?
Mormons are very much into genealogy. You may have seen that. They run commercials and advertisements to do your family. His seems very cool and awesome, but really it's so that people can be found. They can track down all the people that have ever lived, and then they do their temple work, quote unquote. So it's done by proxy. So as a young woman starting at age 12, if I was worthy, I was interviewed by my clergyman to be, to decide if I was worthy and I could go into a special part of the temple and be baptized in the name of so-and-so. Usually when I went, one time I was baptized for like 35 Maria Gonzalez's. So they just like extract all of the names and then you do their baptism, their temple work by proxy.
Wow.
It's true.
Okay.
That's a real thing.
Okay. I got it. I got it. All right. That's a mouthful. All right, so what did you do to seek for truth and connect with the divine after leaving the Mormon Church? So how did you find that connection that you were looking for after you left the church? Because obviously you left. And do you want to talk a little bit about how you left and what was that like? What was that transition like?
Yeah, well, so when I was in college, I actually studied religion because I really wanted to know. I wanted everything to make sense. I really had a huge love for God and for all people. So I wanted to see how it worked out. So I spent a summer in Israel. I went to the concentration camps because I was in such admiration for the devotion of people who actually, you know, they also died for their convictions, for being Jewish, basically. And I went there and I looked at the cathedrals in Italy and I thought, oh my gosh, these people are so devout to God. Like that was so inspiring. And I ended up studying, I got a humanities degree, so I studied philosophy along with religion, history, literature, because I really wanted to understand how people throughout the ages have related to the divine and made sense of their lives. And I had a feeling I had been brainwashed, but I still, I didn't have the answer. So I became a mother. I got married, and I actually got pregnant before I was engaged. So I hurried and got married. And then it was kind of like I felt God was punishing me because I had sinned. And so I settled down and started settling in every area. I felt like I was such a bad girl. And so I was married for 14 years. And when I did get divorced, still a member of the church, but after I was out of that marriage, I had the freedom to do my own research. And because when I left originally, I thought the church was true. It was the most enlightened religion. There was just something wrong with me. Like I didn't have enough faith, and I needed more faith, and I had too many questions and concerns, and I felt really, really bad about that. So once I was divorced and I started doing research, then I knew that my choice to leave the church was correct.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to find all sorts of information that I never had access to because while I was a member, because that's one of the questions that they ask you in order to be worthy to go through the temple is if you read or belong to any groups or materials, you know, if you read any materials that are not church approved, that are maybe anti-Mormon, and you cannot look at those things, or you will not be found worthy to go to a temple, which is where wedding ceremonies are performed. I actually couldn't even attend my own daughter's wedding because she was sealed in the temple. And, of course, I'm not quote-unquote worthy because I don't pay 10% of my income to the church. So that's quite a manipulation right there. But so out of the church, I did my research. And once I was really pretty sure, okay, wow, I was right. Like my gut was right. All of these questions I had, that was valid. And so I really just dove into the growth and the human potential movement, I would say. And I went to every seminar. I read all the books. I was always on a teleseminar. This was 10 years ago. So everything was teleseminar, online summit sometimes. I became a wellness coach, holistic health coach. And so I was working with people and using like the spiritual laws of success, quote unquote, to help people, you know, create health and I was a dream builder coach as well. And so to create the ideal future and everything that they wanted. And so that's really where my journey took me, was into the human potential movement and self-help and the new age spirituality.
Okay, outstanding. So basically, I mean, you jumped foot first into really trying to get some answers about what this all is or was and
mm-hmm.
how you went the other direction. Outstanding. So, okay, so that's pretty interesting. So, We're going to have a track
I should also say I did, I really looked deeply into human design, and I did shaman circles, and I learned a ton about the power of the mind and manifesting and spiritual psychology. And I was a huge fan and student of A Course in Miracles, and really tried to use those principles in my life. And I found them to be quite effective and pretty cool, but also it didn't seem to last. So for both myself and my clients, it would last, you know, it would work. Initially, I'd get like a, you know, a boost and things would be going pretty well, but they never seemed to last. And just like you were saying in the intro, I kept creating bigger and bigger catastrophes in my life. So one of the things that we're told when we leave the church is that if you leave the church, your life is going to fall apart because, you know, you've been led astray by the devil. The only way to really be happy and blessed is to be a good Mormon member, you know? And so that was always in the back of my mind, like, I'm not being successful because I'm not in the church, but yet I don't believe in the church. So what's going on? Because I am a good person, right? I'm really trying hard.
Right. Limiting beliefs and guilt. You know what? I want you to talk more about that. We have a track from Brother O, but I want you to get back to some of the disciplines that you were trying and discuss very briefly why they weren't staying consistent. But we have a track next, and we get back to that when we get back. Okay, Rochelle? Outstanding, though.
About you, girl, chills run up and down my spine, and if my wish would come true, girl, I'd be with you all the time. Wrong or right,
the National Radio Hall of Fame. I like that, brother. All right. So, Rochelle, so when we left, you were talking about some of the different metaphysical books that are out there, A Course in Miracles and other books that you were using. And you were talking about how they would work for a minute, and then it didn't seem to work anymore. Can you talk some more about that? And when you left the Mormon religion, did your life get better, or did it get more screwed up after a while? Talk a little bit more about that.
Okay. So, A Course in Miracles, are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay. So that A Course in Miracles was amazing to me. Like, it felt like more like scripture than the Bible, because the Bible was so full of like violence and just horrific punishments of things. And, you know, like, what the hell are we talking about here? And A Course in Miracles was very practical and appealed to me. And much of it still does. But the problem is some things that are incomplete, and as well as with all New Age spirituality, it's like, kind of like we think that just having a positive mindset is going to get us what we want. And the reason that was so damaging for me is, you know, I really believed in the law of attraction, and I believed if I focused on what I really, really wanted and just ignored all the other stuff, like all the things that I didn't want, I'm just focused on what I wanted, then, you know, of course I know, like, I should be able to trust myself and go after these big goals that I have. And, you know, I was told from the human potential movement that I was powerful. And so I thought, as long as I keep focusing positively, then things will work out. And I put my money where my mouth was. I invested quite a bit of money. I mean, all over the place, hundreds of thousands of dollars in investments and things that didn't work out. And that it didn't make any sense to me, because I was doing everything that I was supposed to do. But again, it was just very incomplete, because it only focuses on the positive and not on the negative aspects of our ego and how we self-sabotage, which is very, very real. That is where the real devil is. It's in us. And there's a huge part of us that doesn't want to win. We want to fail. Right. We want someone else to fix it for us. And I could not see that with all of the positive mindset stuff.
Right. That's a very good point. So you're talking about, you know, the martyr in us, you know, and the sabotage in us that is always there lurking, sabotaging our best efforts and everything. That's a very, very good point. We have a caller in the queue. I'm going to get to this caller. Caller, who am I speaking with right now? We're on this interview with Miss Raven, Rochelle Raven. Who am I speaking with?
Peace and blessings. Hi, Sister Raven, and hi, Brother Terrence.
Hello.
How are you doing, Sister?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Sister Bessie, the troublemaker. Yes, I wanted to say to the sister that I had a similar experience in church, and I was like one of those little kids that asked why, and and they were running me out of the church. I'd be crying like a baby, and I didn't know why I was experiencing that, but I was eager to learn, and the people that were there had been there for 30 years, and I began to learn at an increasing pace, and they would wonder how I started knowing all these things. It's because I felt that because they told me something, it didn't mean that it had to be. I had to research it. I had to do it myself. So I ultimately left the church, and but my whole life has been spent, I feel like negativity has always been around me, but I was told in my 20s what I would do, and I have struggled with this gift that was given to me, and And I fight these demons around me on a daily basis. But I just want to know, was it, I ask myself often, is it worth it for me to go through this? Is it worth it?
And what was it that you were told in your 20s?
That I would do work for the Creator. And this is how she put it. She said I would be like a dog chained to a tree. And every time I would run, I would be snatched back until I do what I was supposed to do. Then a lady grabbed my hand. I was downtown. She said that you are a powerful person and you have work to do for the Creator. And she said that you will do it. Then a young man appeared to me out of nowhere as I was walking the street at night. And he started telling me what I would do. And it scared me, you know. But then he told me exactly what I'm doing today. And then he basically disappeared.
Wow.
So that's fascinating. And I believe that you do have work to do for the Creator. Are you part of the Creator?
I believe so.
Are you a child of God? Are you a spark of the divine?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So who has the most power in your life?
Say it again.
Who has the most power in your life? The lady that told you that you're strapped to a tree? Or
no.
Your divine knowingness?
My divine knowingness, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So if you can be real with what you feel and always follow that and be emotionally honest, And go after what you love, you won't be let down, and you will be doing the work of the Creator. That is what we're all here to do, and you especially in spirituality, it sounds like.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, and great show. Thank you so much, Terrence, for bringing the sister on, and peace and blessings to you. Thank you so much.
Yes, blessings
before you go,
to you.
Before you go, Sister Bessie.
Yes, I will be on June the 18th on Sister Bessie's front porch. I will be on, I believe, on a Friday at 9:30, and that's okay. The time I'll be on.
All right, family. This is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee, Sister Bessie the Truther. Thanks for calling in, Sister Bessie. Always a pleasure as usual. I think we have another caller in the queue. Caller, who am I speaking with? This is Terry Spence. I know you're right, though. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Terrence. This is Jarek, the Gifted One Thomas. How are y'all tonight?
You're doing great, Mr. Hey. Thomas. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm listening to the show. And
okay.
All I can say is, ooh, child. Everything she's saying, I went through that process.
Yeah.
And I'm
mm-hmm.
on the other side. And I definitely believe in the power of manifestation. We do have the power to manifest our thoughts and our dreams and our goals into a reality.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I say this now as a person that understands what religion is. And I told myself, I said, no, it's not necessarily about religion. It's about a relationship. You have to develop a relationship with the Creator God himself. That's who dwells within
mm-hmm.
us. So if we have mm-hmm. that type of power to just tap in and literally just have that moment with the Creator God himself, every single day, in every moment, we never know how the things that we want will manifest itself, but we have to believe it. And as a person that I walked away from religion because I understood what religion was doing to me and how it made me feel. And I had
beautiful.
I had to get to how it made me feel, because religion tells you that you're bad, that everything that you're doing is bad, that you're going to hell because who you are is bad. And I had to step away from it and say, okay, so if religion is telling me one thing, I need to hear something that's going to uplift me and empower me. And once I finally got that through my head, I began to really get to know who I am. And I'm in a space where now I meditate daily. I do my positive affirmation daily, because it's a mindset. It's really a mindset that we have to get out of, that we have been brought into and indoctrinated into.
Can I share something with you from a metaphysical perspective?
Go for it, sister.
Yeah, so metaphysically speaking, we are creating it all. So, yes, you have that relationship with the Creator, but you are actually creating your life experience because you are a spark of the Creator. So 100% of your reality is you're either creating it or you're allowing it. And God is completely loving and completely on your side, but is not going to do it for you. The difference is religion makes you have this like a parent-child relationship to the divine. Like, we're begging God to save us, to help us, to, you know, X, Y, Z, give me this blessing, heal this sick child. It's really creating it, and we belong to God and the goddess. And so when we're manifesting, we're creating that. We have the support of the divine, but we don't need them to do it for us.
Yes.
Right.
And if you also, another metaphysical principle is that time and space are just illusions, that it's just a construct of our human mind to help us make sense of things. You know, if everything was just happening all at once, we wouldn't know how to deal with it. So we've created time so that we can experience and get good at creating positive realities, because that's fun. That's what we're here to do, is have fun. But the future is actually just as real as the past, as the present. So if you want to create something and manifest something, you go into the future and program it there and see it happening and connect to your future self, and then that is what's going to create what you want today.
Awesome.
That's metaphysical spirituality.
There you go, Jared. How you like that, Jared?
I absolutely love it. And while I'm on, I want to congratulate Brother O on the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. I'm so proud of you, Brother O. We had a conversation yesterday, and I now am on the other side of, I told him, you just have to believe it. You have to believe it. I definitely believe in ask, believe, receive. You have to ask God for what you want. You have to believe in God for what you want, and you will receive what you want from God. And I stand on this principle because I watched it work for me. I watched it work for me in my life. So I definitely stand by these principles and these morals that you're speaking to, in a way where I had to change my belief system in order to get to this place, because my family does not understand, like, why is all of this good stuff happening. It's like, no, it's a lot of me having to pray and really just sacrifice and really just go to God and really ask him, look, I know what I need, but at the same time, I give you a few moments of, okay, I'm not here for me right now. I'm here for you. And I'm letting you know that I'm present within this moment to thank you just for waking me up and allowing me to be in this moment with you. I do not know what the day holds, But I know that if you're walking with me, that I can defeat anything that's coming up against me in this day. So
can I challenge you on something?
Go for it.
You said you have to sacrifice.
Yes.
And that you're willing because you love God and you're here to do the work of God, right? But when we venerate things like struggle and sacrifice, we're making that, we're holding that into our reality. We're putting more of that into our future. So what if it could just be easy and you didn't have to work through struggle and sacrifice? Like, that is a very religious thing. That's what religion did. They made it, religions created the struggle. That wasn't the intention. Why would God put us on an earth and then say, struggle and prove yourself so that maybe you can see me in heaven? What if there's not supposed to be struggle? What if it's supposed to be fun?
Constructs, yes.
That's some powerful stuff. That's some powerful stuff. Like that's
something to think about.
Yeah, and it's definitely something that I was like, I was listening. I said, oh, she's going to ruffle some feathers tonight with the listeners, but not with me. Because I get
awesome.
It. I get that construct that you're speaking to, and I'm beginning.
Yeah.
I've been living it for like the last 2 years, and the more that I'm living it, I'm beginning to understand how the world works.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in.
Yes, that's why they call you the gifted one. This is the ONE syndicated intern, Jared Thomas, aka the gifted one. Thanks for calling in, brother. Thanks for sharing your jewels with us and your perspective. I think we have a track next from Brother O. We'll be right back.
whole lot of worlds out there. I know none of y'all satisfied. The way prices have been going up all day. I was out of state. I could barely buy a morning paper. Yeah. Had to cut down on smoking.
Cut down on smoking.
Had to cut down on drinking.
Cut down.
I sat down on my living room floor. Open it up.
Open it up.
Open it up.
Open it up.
Guess what I saw? Saw the President of the United States. The man said he was gonna give it up.
Call-in family, this is the Know Your Rights Show. Call in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Of course, this is brought by Looking Glass Entertainment. I believe we have another caller in the queue. Caller, who am I speaking with?
Yes, you're speaking with the Master Sound Therapist and Master Sound Healer and the Grand Architect of the Universe. How you doing tonight, Mr. Terrence Strength? And very special honored guest. How are you doing tonight?
Great, thanks.
Okay. Well, definitely enjoying the show. Definitely another one for the Hall of Records, I would say. I also want to say, as a fellow show host, I'm so proud of our producer, the CEO, DJ Olasky,
yes,
for a task well done. Definitely want to take time to put that on the Hall of Records. And I also want to say to you, sir, the comet that you are, you keep blazing nothing but a trailblazer for all of us here at O&E Dynasty, as well as the attentive listening audience. So I want to say to you, sir, congratulations, O&E Syndication Station, 2020 Linear New Host of the Year, Terrence Strength, on your O&E Syndication Station all-time connection record. This is your 34th. All-time connection record and 33rd consecutive. And that record there, I think, you know what, the way you're going, I don't think the Guinness Book of World Records is going to be able to, you know, I think, I tell you what, that book is already outdated anyway, so I'm going to have to put that one in Lost Book of Hooney. How about that?
There you go, Hooney. Thank you. I really appreciate it. This is the Radio Hall of Fame broadcast and the training, Hooney Bakatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man. I really appreciate all you've done for me and this great company. And I just want to thank you for that. When is your next show, by the way?
Oh, I just looked at the calendar. So the next advancement I will be doing will be the 1st of July next month. And I'll be speaking about a celebration of life. You know, I normally have to take it there. I look at all the kind of things that's happening worldwide.
Right.
Many people are getting angry, and we just had an eclipse, so you got a lot of people in a lunatic state of mind. So, once again, the Magic Man has to come out in attack mode. Anyway, I love you. I'm proud of you. Keep raising the bar.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Awesome.
All right, I think we have another caller in the queue. They calling in, Michelle.
Okay.
We have...
All right.
Who am I speaking with? You want to Know Your Rights, Sean?
It's Genesis Amaris Kemp calling in from Houston, Texas.
How are you doing, Ms. Kemp? I'm
doing well. I just wanted to tell you and your guest, Rachel, the segment has been amazing, learning lots of things. You guys are bringing some great perspective. This is a much-needed conversation, especially around religion, spirituality, and et cetera, because there's so many different viewpoints, and just the fact that y'all could have a conversation and welcome various ideas and perspectives just goes a long way, because everyone is at a different season in their life, no matter if they want to say, oh, I'm more spiritual or religious. So I just want to thank you guys for just opening up this conversation. And shout out to Ola Deli, too, for his amazing achievement. It's been amazing getting to know him behind the scenes and in front of the scenes. And I just really want to celebrate all the hosts of ONE Dynasty and just thank everyone for just being a great family of podcast hosts and just helping one another.
I really enjoyed your show last night. This is the ONE Syndicated Station intern, Genesis Amaris Kemp. She's doing an outstanding job. Obviously, she's a young superstar on ONE Network. Thanks for calling in. I really appreciate you. And I believe that we have another caller in the queue. Who am I speaking with? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me, Terrence?
Yes.
Hello, Terrence. This is Ty. I'm really happy to speak to you and the show. Hi. I love listening to you guys, and like the last caller saying, this is an important conversation. It's huge, and the difference between religion and spirituality is massive. Religion is basically a franchise opportunity, and what I see it, I've worked with people for 27 years full time, and I've seen more damage done to people by religion than any other thing in the world. So bringing this conversation out is huge. And I wanted to appreciate you, Rochelle, what Jared was mentioning a minute ago, the power of manifestation. And you, Rochelle, has searched that since you were little and looking for truth in the church, couldn't find it, went out, looked in the spiritual world, in the metaphysical world, supposedly, in the personal growth world, really. Couldn't find it there either, found some. But the thing that you mentioned earlier, Rochelle, that is so profound, that is your courage has just been an inspiration to me. Everybody likes talking about the power of manifestation because that's sexy, that's cool, that's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to manifest all my dreams. But when you take on the power of manifestation, it's like Eve eating the apple. You take on the power of good and evil. Manifestation is the same thing. You create, like you said a little bit ago, Rochelle, you have to own that you create it all. You can't just, oh, I create the good stuff, and then the devil's creating the bad, and God is going to make up the difference.
Right.
No, when you become powerful, you've got to own that you're creating all of it. And one of the things that you've done, Rochelle, that is amazing with all of the, like the law of attraction, all that stuff, the positive thinking, all that stuff you did. When I mentioned to you that you've got to own it all, that you create the disasters as well as the successes, most people argue, run from that, fight about it, disagree, create excuses. And you actually said, oh, my God, that finally makes sense. There's a part of me that's manifesting these disasters. I never looked there. And your courage to look there is the thing that most spiritual teachers don't have or don't understand. Most spiritual seekers don't. If you want the truth is you create it all, which means you create, like what the things that you mentioned, Rochelle, the disasters, the crisis, the struggle, the pain, the investments that go bad. We have to own, the fastest way to improve your life is own that you create the disasters. And when I mentioned that to you, Rochelle, you owned it. You said, oh, my God, that makes sense, finally. So my question to you is, how do you, because everybody in the world needs to do that. They need to own that they're creating the good, the bad, and the ugly in their own life, and they don't want to do it. Even the teachers don't do that. They run to the doctor when they get sick instead of saying, oh, I'm creating this and healing it, like you've done, like I've done. So how did you find, Rochelle, how did you tap that courage. When I start saying to you, you're creating all of it, including the pain, the disasters, or the illness, or the gluten allergy, or whatever it was, how did you find the courage to actually look at that and then to actually own it?
Very good question.
Well, no, you're in. So just having that key, all of a sudden it was like, okay, maybe I can do something here. That's because I'm the common denominator in all of these things that are going wrong. Okay, yeah, I was there when that happened. I created that one too. Yeah. And finally there was an opportunity for me to do something about it instead of just hope and pray and ignore the negative. So my courage comes from, you know, like, if it's working, if it will work, then I'm going to do it. And every step of the way, that was the thing. Like, I'm going to try this. You would give me a concept. I would try it out, like, that night. And I kept seeing breakthroughs and miracles and things shifting, like, oh, my gosh, okay, that worked. It's not, you know, just think about it and hope. You're not really sure if you're thinking enough good thoughts and eating enough high vibrational food and eating enough, you know, wheatgrass. Like, that's hard to measure to see if I've gotten the right high vibe.
Right.
Like, that's what I was teaching, was to be on the right vibration. That's what Bob Proctor taught me personally. Like, that was the higher law over the law of attraction, was the law of vibration. So it's really hard to measure that. And if I looked around at my results, they weren't always that great. So what else could I do to raise my vibration? I couldn't be any more positive. So the courage comes from actually making shifts, seeing changes, and also knowing that, you know what, this is actually going to be a truly spiritual lifetime. I get to relate to God and Goddess, all that is, in a genuine, empowered way, instead of, like I talked about, that toxic relationship, like a parent-child thing where I'm begging them to save me. And I look at my life, like how I've been as a woman, you know, raised in a very patriarchal religion and society, like thinking that someone else will know better than me. I'm the youngest of six children. You know, I was married at 22, almost 23, and, you know, I needed someone to save me. Clearly someone else had the answers, but if it can come back to me and I can look at the ways that I'm going into my self-pity and wanting someone to save me, and I can, you know, work on that, and no one else, I don't have to rely on anyone else to do that for me. I can do it, and I can make changes. That is the most empowering thing ever.
So basically, your answer is that you're a weirdo, and you take on responsibility. So, and I'm not kidding about that. I mean that as a compliment. And everybody that's listening, pay attention to this, because I've talked to thousands and thousands and thousands of people in the last 30, 40 years of doing this. And so what Rochelle is saying there, it made sense. She tried it and it actually worked. But there's something deeper. So if you can just tap into the sense of who Rochelle is and find that in you that's willing to look at the disasters and take responsibility and say, oh, I created that also. There's something in Rochelle. There's something in few people in the world, some of the most successful, all the most successful people in the world tend to take responsibility. And so, Rochelle, you do that somewhat naturally. It's a beautiful thing to see. It's an amazing thing to see. So it's like picking a role model. All you people listening, use Rochelle as a role model of someone who got told that, oh, you're causing the disasters. And instead of running, excusing, she said, okay, show me how, and show me how to change that. So all of you listening, also, if you could get a chance to talk to Rochelle and learn from her and just feel her courage and learn how she did that, and there's a great opportunity there. She's an inspiration to me, and I've been doing this stuff for a lot longer than she has, and she was faster a lot of it than I was. There's a beautiful bit of courage in there. Look for it in you, and not only see it in her. It, Paris has it also, and look for it in you.
Mm. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, Mr.
Thank
King.
You.
Standing comments. Yes, a lot of courage. Absolutely. I think we have a track next from Brother O, and thank you, Mr. Kane, for those insightful words.
Thank you, Ty.
Brother O?
That we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Like children, when we argue for the fight, hey,
if you don't know,
if you don't know. Funny move. I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Family, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Of course, this is brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. This is the Know Your Rights Show, and I'm your host, Terry Strip. I believe we have another caller in the queue. Caller 7, who am I speaking with?
Good evening. This is Lena Blue.
Ms. Blue, thanks for joining us.
Hi, I wanted to... Also, greet your guest, Rachel. You are really dropping some gems tonight, and, you know, it's just so, I don't know, just gratifying hearing your experience because a lot of us have, and you've heard on the show, a lot of people called in and say they had similar experiences as I did also. So I just wanted to put that in that, you know, I was deeply in the church, and then I remember after years of sitting there and not getting anything out of it, I said, there's nothing for me here. There's nothing for me here. And over time, that evolution just started to grow to I became curious about what else is there, what's out there. What can I learn that is going to, make me, I knew everything about, I felt like I needed to know about Jesus and how to serve and how to worship and how to be meek and how to be submissive and all that, but I knew nothing about myself.
Yeah.
And I was, to be my age at that time and not know who I was, but knew more about things around me. So that began my particular journey. And then I ended up meeting our illustrious guest here, Terry Smith, and he exposed me to Ty Kane's book, The Goddess Cure. And I read that book, and I was on fire.
Absolutely.
There was a goddess, that was the missing, one of the missing pieces for me.
Yeah.
Needed to have that identity of the feminine.
Right.
I'm like, you're just activist here.
It makes no sense that the creator is just male. Who makes life on earth?
Yes.
Have you ever seen a man have a baby?
Lifetime.
I haven't seen it yet.
It makes sense that there is a goddess, doesn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely
is. The divine feminine.
So that began my journey, and it sounded like, you have really expanded and really grown and took hold of that, and me as well. And I just wanted to quickly share something I've read recently from The Nature of Personal Reality. Says, you create your life through the inner power of your being, whose source is within you and yet beyond the self that you know. That's so profound to me. Like, we don't know, a lot of us don't know the power that is really sitting within us.
That's right. And what you said about you had been in the church, but you didn't really know who you were. You just learn about Jesus and, ways to behave so that you can be worthy. And that's like the old religion, old age religion, is that struggle and the sacrifice and proving that you're worthy and righteous. And the new age is the oneness and owning your power and becoming more you, because you are divine. You are a goddess. That's true spirituality, is becoming more you. So I love that you said that.
Yes. And I just also share that as I was serving, my time in church, I was creating so much chaos around me. Everything around me was failing.
Yeah.
But as you said, I'm the common denominator. So I had to wake up to that too. So I just thank you both for
allowing
me to
comment. Yeah, having those scripts about, needing to struggle and how good it is to sacrifice and how noble it is to be like Job and suffer. And I'm proud of you for seeing that you're the common denominator. Yeah, and it's so hard to see. If you have a positive mindset, you can't see that you're the problem. Because why would you want to screw up your life? But that is, like I said, that is the real devil. The devil is inside of us. That is the ego, the negative ego that wants to destroy, that wants to be saved, wants someone else to do it, wants a simple fix, like someone do this for me. And that's not the answer. That's the spiritual bypass.
Well, when they tell you that your goodness is filthy rags, so it doesn't matter in that mindset how good you try to be. You never will be good enough. So, you're already at a lower vibration when you start to believe those type of scriptures. It doesn't lead to higher vibration. But it's acceptance and love. And, you're just not there.
Right. So what has been the most profound shift that you have made since you've started working with the goddess and talking about that with your own radio show.
It's been a lot of, I don't feel like I have to conform. I feel like I can be more authentic to say this is what I believe. You know, I was at an appointment earlier today, and I just said, hey, you know, I'm doing a podcast called Awakening the Goddess, and the person I was speaking to, the lady, she just like was, almost every woman that I have introduced my podcast to, you know, they're like, this is great. We want to hear more about it. And in the past, I wouldn't have been so expert. I wouldn't have said anything.
Yeah.
So now I can help women get to their place of healing, their place of awareness and consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what really been a big change for me.
Yeah.
And
nice.
I've always felt pulled towards helping women, being involved in that. And I knew I wanted to teach. So now I'm starting to see that become all happening. I'm creating it, as you know, Ty and Steph and everyone says, like, you're creating that now.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
This has been a powerful show. Ms. Blue, thanks for joining us. I believe you have a show tomorrow, Awakening the Goddess, tomorrow at around 9:30.
Absolutely. Please join us, Awakening the Goddess, at 9:30 on this ONI Network.
Nice.
Well, thank you. Thank you for chiming in.
Yeah, it's so nice to talk to you.
Yes. Yes, thank you. And I think we now have the final thoughts. I think it's Ngozi time now, Brother O.
Well, first of all, I want to thank this young lady coming on this radio station and healing people just with her voice and her spirit. You talk about, you know, the great, you know, pilgrimage of Brigham Young and, you know, Josiah, you know, Smith, right? Going out there and doing their thing. And it's amazing, you know, how people are always, you know, leveled to what people think of them and how you got to conform. You know, you have leveled yourself for greatness, for helping people and changing people. And Ms. Raven, I thank you so much for coming on this outstanding network that we have here at ONI Dynasty. And, you know, what more can I say to you? You know, continue your growth and your journey, right? Because we don't know it all.
Yeah.
We have to be, you know, we're all in school until we go to the next transition. And I want to thank you so much for what you've done for us tonight.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Yeah, I was like thinking about how if I had just learned this stuff, like when I was in college, it would have saved me, well, 30 years and $300,000, let alone the pain, all of the destruction. But that's how much I paid to learn about and have mentoring about new spirituality. And never mind the tithing that I paid as a, you know, a religious person, 10% of my income from when I was 8 years old.
Right? That book of Malachi, you know, chapter 3, verse 6, right? You know, give ye all the tithes to the storehouse, right? There be meat in my house, and there will be a window that you cannot receive it, right? How many people have been deceived by that?
Yeah, so many. So, like, if we can just tap into, you know, figuring out how to tap into our inner compass, like being emotionally honest. We're told to change our mind and just be positive and don't be angry, turn the other cheek. And that's not honoring your inner guidance. When you are angry at something, that is because there is an injustice and something is wrong. You have a right to be angry and to release it and to find a way to do that in a healthy way that doesn't hurt anyone else, but it doesn't hurt you by stuffing it. When you keep those emotions that are taboo, when you keep them inside you, that creates disease, that creates problems in your life, that creates a car wreck. You know, it's amazing the power that we have. And if we're using it against ourselves, then, oh my goodness, we have such power to create destruction.
It's
so
funny, Rachel.
It's an honor to be here.
Well, Rachel, I'm going to tell you something right now. I never forget growing up in, you know, in Pentecostalism and the Church of God in Christ. And I thank, you know, I thank the Creator for that, because, you know, it brought a wonderful spirit of love and honor. You know, I thank my parents so much for giving me structure. But then when I became, you know, an adult and be able to have critical thinking, you know, it's like, you know, as we evolve and, you know, evolve in what happens in life, like, why am I here? You know, I had a problem with giving, you know, tithes and offering, you know. And I say, okay, a person might, you know, might deserve to be, you know, helped in their gift, you know, of pastoring. But however, it's like, no, I'm not doing this anymore. And me being an omniscient, which I, you know, I love people, let them grow, let them be able to, you know, respond to all other religions. And I glean from all those religions, Rachel. And being an omniscient, listen, that's wonderful. That's what you believe. But guess what? I'm not going there, okay? And I'm going to be me, and I'm going to love people for who they are and what they believe in spite of all of the obstacles of spirituality thinking. And a lot of people don't understand that you got to let people grow and let them live their lives. You said something tonight early. You said, I've been around the world and I've seen things, and it helped people and it changed people, what I learned. That's wonderful. And, you know, continue your ministry. Because people get caught up with, you know, ministry is religious. It's not. If you give a piece of bread to people that are hungry, that's a ministry. If you give knowledge to a person that did not know that it could help them, it can help you. That is your ministry. And that's what Only Dynasty is all about. Just telling your truth. People here, Paris, might not agree with things that are said, and that's fine. But understand, in your spirit, you know better. You do know better. And that's what we're about here at this wonderful network. So, Rachel, thank you so much for being a part of Legacy. And it will continue tomorrow night right here on these ONE stations. A young lady that is powerful, and I love her, and her name is Lena Blue. And Awakening the Goddess, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on these ONE stations. And, of course, Beverly Nation's advertising to ONE, which is Ola Deli and Goes Enterprise, reaches, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Ghostly Prime Time 1 at fednet.com. We're in Ghostly Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli and Ghostly Appearance to Google Plus. Ola Deli and Malay, we're Ghostly at Facebook, as well as our business page, Know Your Rights, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. And any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight, Dot and goes with my and gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer and the world's favorite producer. And you know why. Ola Dunn and Malaria and Girls, you saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Congratulations to this man, a comet upon us, all the way live. With his 34th all-time financial record here at the Dynasty, 33 consecutive, and number one all-time in category. His name is Terrence Strength. I'm gone because I'm great.
Thank you, brother. For those who want to get in contact with Rochelle, I think you can log on facebook.com/groups/sexysovereign. Rochelle, is there any other way to reach you if they want to talk to you or use some of your services?
Yes, absolutely. I can be reached on Facebook through Facebook Messenger. It's just my name, Rochelle Raven, and the number 2. That's my personal profile. Or my email is rraven, like the bird, at Rochelle, spelled R-A-C-H-E-L-L-E, Raven, R-A-V-E-N.com. That's my email. And I would love to offer a Truth Seekers breakthrough session for people who want to have that spirituality that got lost or diluted in religion and find their true empowerment so we could see precisely what's holding them back, get clarity on what you want for your awesome future, and have the world's best metaphysical tools to end your suffering and your sabotage and create your easy, fun, empowered future. I offer a complimentary session for the first time, and you can get a taste of metaphysics. So I'd love to offer that for your listeners.
Outstanding, outstanding. And we can post those links on my website. I want to thank you, family. I will see you guys in a month. I've enjoyed this show. We had a great guest and great conversation. And this is the Know Your Rights show. I will see you guys in about 4 weeks. And remember, family, remember, always, always, always know your strength. Thank you. See you in a month. It's been a blast, family.